Welcome to the 32nd London International Mime Festival and to this discussion following the performance of Until Now by the British group Mimbra. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
Give them a round of applause. So we have Sylvia, Emma, Lena, and Leandre, who directed this piece. I don't know if you've closely studied your free programme, but if you haven't, here's a little bit of the information in summary. You all came together at Circus Space, where you started in 1996 and graduated in 1999, and made it
eight. It was a BTEC at the time, so it was a two-year course.
Oh,
it wasn't
I see.
A degree
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, So, and formed Mimbra in 1999. And the question I'd like to ask you before I open it to the house is, obviously, you've been on the road for 10 years. So why did you decide to work with Leandre on this particular show? Have you worked together before, or is this the first time, or how did that come about?
Hello. We come across Leandre several times while touring in Europe and really loved his shows. And when we started having the idea for this show, it's sort of the idea always comes quite a long time before we actually start working on the show. And at around that time, we were on a gig in Italy, and Leandre was performing at the same gig. And when we saw him on stage and remembered his former shows, it was like, he would be the right one. And then we really had to convince him. It wasn't very easy.
Well, you succeeded.
He's a very busy man. He's a very busy man.
Well, that's my question to start us off. Now, it's quite simple. All you do is you stick your hand up, say your question, which I will repeat, because all these talks are being recorded for a website which is called theatrevoice.com, which specializes in audio content about, not surprisingly, theater. So if you haven't heard any of the previous post-show discussions, you can go to theatrevoice.com and hear the whole lot. As I say, you stick your hand up, I'll point at you, you do the question, I'll repeat it. It sounds a bit weird, but it works. Right, we need the hand putting up bit now, that's your job. Yes! Does the narrative lead the physical architecture or the other way round?
Make it up.
So Emma's going to make up a fantastically clever answer.
Dear.
That's very loud.
It's a bit of a mix. We've done previous shows where we work very much with narrative and let that dictate and restrict the acrobatics quite a lot. But with this one, we specifically wanted to work very much with the choreographies and actually almost try and fit the narrative around what we wanted to do. So it's a bit of both, really.
Do anybody else want to answer?
Yeah, I think, well, as Emma said, with this show, we let the choreographies lead the narrative a little bit more. Just because we want it to be a lot freer.
This doesn't work.
Does it matter? You can hear me? Yeah, I'd rather not have the mic.
Remember, theatrevoice.com won't hear you then.
Oh, sorry, okay. We with our previous show, we kind of let the narrative lead the physicality, and it was a lot harder, and this time we wanted just to go back to our roots, which are mostly choreographical, creative, acrobatic choreography, really, and we just wanted to go for that and just put all the things that we always wanted to put in a show and not worry too much about the narrative. Of course, then it comes in and it creates a little bit of problems sometimes, but with this one it was quite a smooth process, I would
say. It's allowing It's allowing the choreographers to speak and then find a narrative from them.
You, and then I've got you. So the choreography is very complex, so it must have taken you a long time. Did you make it out of little bits, or how did it come about, and how long did it take to come about?
Quite a long time.
10 years, huh? 10 years of work, really.
Some of the tricks, the actual like statues or throws, some of them we worked on for 8 years, and this is the first show they made it safely into. The choreographies, we do work on them scene by scene, and we started working properly on the choreographies a year and a half ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's hours, and you spend hours and hours and hours, and then you go, God, this scene is done now, and then you do it and you time it and you go, oh, 1 minute. And then you spend more hours. Whereas then other ones, sometimes you just go, oh, let's just throw something together, just to throw Leander, we throw it together. And suddenly you have 5 minutes, and you go, yeah, that works. So it varies.
So the question really is, how has the journey been as three women over 10 years? Go on.
I don't know. I don't know anything else, so I find it difficult to compare or know what I'm comparing it to, kind of thing. I think we just... we work really well together as friends, and we complement each other quite well. And so it came quite natural to work the three of us together.
When we started together, it was an inspiration for us from the start that we were three women together. And it did influence, maybe not the fact that we're three women, but the fact we're fairly similar sizes. And traditionally, with the techniques we do, you're often quite a big base and a small flyer. And I seem to have shrunk rather than grown. I disappear. And it was an inspiration to keep that make it allow that to be interesting and allow ourselves. Both we train very hard, but also we try to find technique where we could work around it. And that sort of became a style in itself, that if we couldn't do a trick in two, we found a way to do it in three. And then in the end, that became a bit of a trademark. Yeah, part of Mimbre. Do you have anything to add on that?
How did the tea break come about?
Is it not Leandra's touch? No, it is.
It's not my fault. I wanted a break on the show. I thought for the length of the indoor show, extending what they were already doing, we need a break to be able to breathe as an audience and come back freshly again. And that's the idea I came out. I think it works beautifully.
So this lady has seen them perform outdoors and is wondering what the difference is, how it feels like performing indoors. I think it's your turn.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's quite relevant, your question, because we talked a lot about it in the last few days. It's been in our mind a lot, because obviously it's much more... Well, for me personally, it was much more nerve-wracking, because I'm so used to performing outdoor, and I was saying to everybody how nervous I was. Because indoor, you've got the focus, which is also the nice thing about it, but you don't have the instant contact with the audience, which we are very used to in the outdoor world. So that for me kind of it threw me a little bit when I started. We did some previews and I found that quite hard. Also working with lights that are on you, it's a very different space that I find myself in. And I find that I have to work a lot harder to kind of come across. And I think it's just what you're used to. But they're both very interesting. I mean, I love the outdoor, but I think indoor gives you obviously more chance to work on details and to really get complete focus from the audience. It's just quite a different experience, I find, but both quite interesting. Do you wanna?
Was it directed for indoors or outdoors?
It was first directed for outdoors and then directed to indoors. And I think it's quite a different maybe not in the feeling when you perform, but there's a bit of the feeling when you perform and the bit of a feeling of how the audience watches a show, outdoor or indoor. And it's very, it's like writing another language. That's what I'm doing exactly right now.
I mean, it's an interesting question. Is there any more you could say about that? How different is it to direct for an indoor show that's been outdoors?
For example, if you see these three women on the street, the strength, they're using the power of the work will stand out much more than on the stage. But on the other hand, on the stage stands much more the beauty of the image, the visual. Mm-hmm. It's just different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great question, thanks. So he was thinking about not the zipping about bits, but more the facial work. And if you had any inspirations from maybe black and white films, where does the facial work come from? It may be Leandre again.
Yeah, we most of the time feel like we haven't got a clue what to do and ask Leandre, and then we try to copy him and and then we fail miserably in that, and then we stand in front of the mirror. Yeah. I don't know, Emma's better at the facial. What do you do?
What do you do with your face, Emma?
Well, of course, you know, we've watched all the silent films and all that as part of going to circus school and watching all the clowning and doing a few clown courses here and there. But we're definitely not clowns exactly. I think it's just, I think when we started out kind of just trying to be ourselves more or less, but adding something a little bit extra and trying to just play around with the relationship between the three of us. And let that read a bit more, and then I guess it's just kind of up the level every time. But yeah, it sort of lies there in the kind of land of clowning, but not quite. So yeah.
Okay, areas for improvement as a company. If
wow.
any.
There's a physiotherapist up there. that's the key to quite a lot of improvements. Our next, obviously, you're always self-critical and see a lot of challenges where we want to go. And one of the next projects we're planning is actually a big project with we're looking for 10 female acrobats. That anyone?
Yeah, you've got to volunteer there.
That we hope will be better, younger, better looking than ourselves. But seriously, it's we just want to go on and look at what we've done, but sort of look at how you created with a bigger troupe. We're also looking at various challenges in terms of working with injuries and how to be able to maintain the level of physicality we have when you collect injuries on your way, as you do. And then it's the it's different avenues. It's the thing of continue to develop the theatricality and how theatricality fits with the physicality without compromising each other. And that's a path we sort of just started on, really. And we feel like it could go in several different directions. And then sometimes we just go back and go, right, let's find a really cool trick instead. So it sort of goes back and forwards, but several ways.
And that was my job as well. Founding up how that they can improve what they already did very well. And to me, what I thought is partly because three female doing technique is very complicated, and because they've been working together so long, they have a style, something very personal, and the way they play, and that thing that's, I don't know if that kind of improves, but that could be more clear, and that's what I think still worked.
So you'd get more out of them as individuals performing?
No, I didn't do it, they did it. I thought they had room to, and they still have room to be. Work on that difference.
We've got time for a quickie, one more question. Okay, we finish with a very, very English paean of praise for the cup of tea. It was a winner.
actually. It's really good fun.
Well done, Leandri, for the cup of tea.
Thanks, Leandri.
And thank you for staying back.